On the show today, we have NAFQ's very own AM Kosachev talking about the TRID black hole fix from the CFPB and why NAFQ is supporting it. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we are talking with NAFQ's very own Ann Kosachev. How are you, Ann?
I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. Hey, we're talking about a pesky little issue here that keeps rearing its head called the TRID black hole fix from the CFPB. That's kind of the topic at hand here. So before we get into the why of all of this stuff, Anne, what is the TRID, T-R-I-D acronym, black hole fix from the CFPB? What's going on, CFPB? What's going on here?
All right. Well, I'm going to provide a little bit of background and then try to explain exactly what that issue is.
Thank you for that.
So under the Truth in Lending Act, which is implemented in Regulation Z, credit unions are required to provide good faith estimates of loan terms and closing costs to their members when they apply for a loan. And this has to be provided in a disclosure known as the loan estimate.
Okay.
Now, the rule permits a certain level of variation between those estimated costs and what's actually paid by the borrower, and that variation is called a tolerance. Those tolerances can be reset when, you know, changes occur. So whether that is a borrower requested change, you know, to push back the closing date or something like that, or if something unexpected happens, let's say a natural disaster, you know, a hurricane.
Been a couple of those this year, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So these things happen all the time. But credit unions can't provide a revised loan estimate on or after the date that it provides a closing disclosure to the borrower, because the revised loan estimate has to be received no later than 4 business days before consummation. The commentary to the TRID rule, which is the TILA-RESPA integrated disclosure rule, provides that credit unions have to use a or may use a closing disclosure to reset those tolerances if there are less than 4 business days between the time that the revised loan estimate is provided and consummation. But there is no similar provision that allows for the closing disclosure to be used when there are more than 4 business days between the time that the disclosures are required and consummation.
Okay.
So this creates a situation where there may be a change, but a borrower credit union is not permitted to provide either a closing disclosure or a revised loan estimate. And that's what's known as the black hole.
Oh, we want to avoid that. Nobody wants the black hole. So now the CFPB, yeah, gosh, I'm getting all these acronyms. There's so many acronyms. I feel like I'm in the military. So bear with me. Now the CFPB has thrown their hat in the ring here with a fix. So what is the fix? And then why is NAFQ supporting this fix?
So the fix is to eliminate that four business day requirement or limitation.
Okay, got it.
So that would essentially allow these good faith estimates to be provided on a closing disclosure, regardless of the timing.
Okay.
So long as it's still, you know, 3 days before consummation.
Gotcha.
And this fix is a long time coming. We're a little disappointed with the delay, but we're happy that it's happening now. You know, better late than never. This is something that credit unions and other institutions have been asking for a really long time. And we're glad to see it happen now because it's really going to provide credit unions with more flexibility and some cost savings.
Yeah, this is like one of the first times I've seen the CFPB portrayed in a nice light, so to speak. I mean, whereas people are actually agreeing with what they're saying. So I'm like, this is what
they do some things
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. This is what really stuck out to me. It's like, oh my gosh, people are agreeing with the CFPB. What's going on? Is the world crooked a little bit? So what's going on here? So
yeah, especially in light of the arbitration rule and all of that going on. Politically.
Yeah, that's a whole gobbledygook mess there. So don't want to get too technical here. So how will it relieve credit unions? What's the bottom line here? What's the relief here?
Mm-hmm. So, as I mentioned, there are some timing restrictions, that 4 business day rule in terms of providing the closing disclosure. This is going to give credit unions a lot of flexibility in issuing closing disclosures.
Okay.
So it's going to lower the cost. Credit unions won't have to absorb the cost associated with some changes that could be completely out of their control.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't be put in a position where they may want to consider rejecting an application because of changes.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, this is good for credit unions and good for borrowers.
That's what I was thinking too, yeah.
No doubt.
And so what are the possible cost savings? Can you put a number on it, or is it just is it too varied to even put a number on it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't have that kind of information to provide you today, but depending on how many loans a credit union does, it could be significant.
Yeah, I can totally see that's kind of why I was kind of having that question in the back of my mind. Wow, what would the cost savings be? If it's significant, then heck yeah. So so when will this be all finalized? We're in the process now. Are we finalizing? Where are we in the whole process?
So right now we are in the proposed rule stage.
Okay.
So what the CFPB issued, comments were due on October 10th. That was a proposed rule.
Okay.
So it will become effective, sometime after it's finalized. If it's finalized sometime next year,
mm-hmm.
then it will probably be effective 60 days after it's published in the Federal Register.
Okay.
And on previous occasions, stakeholders have asked that the CFPB make the effective date, at least 6 months after it is promulgated. So, we've seen October 1st of 2018 for some of the TRID amendments.
Mm-hmm.
If this black hole rule is finalized sometime next year, then I think the earliest that we could see an effective date would maybe be October 1st, 2019.
Oh, wow. Okay. So a couple of years.
A little while.
A little while. Yeah. Wow. That's a long time. So, but I'm not going to question the process or anything, but that just seems to me a long time.
It can be a little slow. Yeah. And that's the earliest, okay. And that's just a guess.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll run with that for now. So in the meantime, what can credit unions do to support this effort? Or is there anything that credit unions can do, or we just kind of sit and wait right now, after, especially since the commentary period's over?
Yeah, it's a bit of a waiting game now that comments have closed, but credit unions can provide us with their feedback and their input, and we would be happy to set up meetings with CFPB staff to relay that information to them.
Good to know. All right, Anne, anything else to add to wrap it up here?
No, I don't think I have anything else to add.
Okay. Well, it's good to get rid of this black hole. That's for sure. We don't want any of those hanging around. So
yeah, let's see it gone.
Exactly. I agree. All right, Anne, thank you so much for your expert information here. And I look forward to seeing this process move along pretty speedily here. In a couple of years, we'll get this all done and we'll be able to move on. So on to the next one.
Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.